we had approved one thing and we had denied another thing, then wouldn't it go back to the drawing board for the applicant entirely and we would start over?
Again, for this type of project, the Planning Commission's decisions are recommendations to the board. So unless the only exception to that is on a rezone, if there's a denial, then it only goes to the board on appeal. But, you know, that would be the logical thing that would happen. So it would still go completely to the board. The board could make their own decision independent on those actions. Obviously, some are dependent on each other. They could approve the general plan. They could approve the rezone. But they couldn't approve the tract map or without the general plan and rezones. And they couldn't, in this particular case, they would be difficult to not grant the variance and do the tract map because they're dependent upon each other. So, but you could still, as staff, as the staff report was written, you could make a recommendation on each of the items independent of the others.
And our goal is to come back, so you've got two recommendations to make it.
Okay. Yep. All right. Is there anyone else to speak in regarding the continuance? I want to give, even though I thank you, Austin.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Even though I don't think there's anyone in the audience, I do want to ask if there's anyone here to speak on the item itself that was in opposition. Because I think if we can do it that way, yes, he can come forward. To the application. In other words, while we're not, you understand, Radley, that we're probably going to grant a continuance, but the fact that people have come or you've come to speak on this item, I think it's only fair that we allow those to speak on it, even though we might not be making that decision today. Well, it's for the continuance, but go ahead and make your presentation.
All right, hi, my name is Bradley Reed, and I read like...
Now can you hear me? Great.
Yeah.
My name is Radley Reap, and I reside at 557 West Escalon in Clovis. I won't talk about the merits of the project. I'll just let you know that I had a concern that maybe could be solved by the time this comes back to you. And the concern is that when the county did the analysis to determine whether or not the project was consistent with the general plan, they used the wrong general plan. When you read your staff report and you see the eight policies listed, those are from the 2000 general plan and not from the 2024 general plan. So you don't have the information you need, and I imagine that can be corrected by the time you come back. And there's also two policies that were overlooked by the county that are really important for this project, and I've identified them. So how about if I just submit my letter and staff can take a look at it and maybe fix those things before it comes back?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone else that was here to speak on this item? Okay, I'll close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission. The request is for a continuance to a date uncertain. I will make that motion.
I'll second it.
Is there any discussion?
Second.
Okay. Well, the chair made the motion to continue to a date uncertain. Commissioner Arabian made the second. Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Passed 7-0. Okay, now we'll go to item number two.
We are the only commission who goes backwards.
That's why we get paid the big bucks.
Regular agenda item number two, initial study number 8380, unclassified conditional use permit application number 3762, filed by Toro of California, AA, LLC, proposing to allow the construction and operation of a landfill gas conditioning system with two 1,980 kilowatt power generators for treating raw landfill gas to the pipeline quality gas on an approximately 4,264 square foot portion of a 39.55 acre Fresno County landfill site with a proposed 8-mile subsurface biomethane feeder pipeline within a portion of the American Avenue Road right-of-way via a franchise agreement with the California State 145 South Madera Avenue right-of-way via an encroachment permit to a new PGE reception point metering facility to be constructed on an approximately 10,000 square foot portion of a 313.6 acre parcel. Both facilities are in the AE20 zone district. The landfill site is located on the north side of American Avenue, approximately 1,925 feet west of its intersection with Humboldt Avenue and a 3.8 miles southwest of Kerman, City of Kerman. The reception point facility site is located on the northwest corner of Manning Avenue and State Route 145 South Madera Avenue, approximately 7 miles south of the City of Kerman.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the Planning Commission. Ijaz Ahmad with the Department of Public Works and Planning. The 39.55 acre landfill gas conditioning system site will gain access off American Avenue and will require an encroachment permit from County Road Maintenance and Operations Division to install subsurface feeder pipeline within American Avenue right-of-way. The 313.6 acre PG&E receipt point metering facility site will gain access off Manning Avenue or Madera Avenue, which is also State Route 145. Access off of State Route 145 and to install the subsurface feeder pipeline within State Route 145 right-of-way will require an encroachment permit from California Department of Transportation, also called Caltrain. This is a location map on the screen where the property is located. There are two sites. One is off of American Avenue. The second one is on the State Route 145 and Manning Avenue. This is the aerial photograph of the property. The two sites, they are connected through the subsurface pipeline. The yellow portion shows the American Avenue. The line going through the American Avenue, which is right here. And this red color shows the pipeline going through the State Route 145 to this facility, which will have the PG&E improvements. Zoning map, the project sites and the surrounding land uses are zoned AE20. The landfill site is undeveloped and PG&E point of connection site contains orchard. Surrounding uses include orchard, field crops, and commercial and residential uses. This is an aerial view showing the location of the landfill site here, right here, off of American Avenue. These are the proposed improvements for the landfill gas conditioning system on approximately 1 acre piece of the property. And this one is the site plan for the showing the landfill gas conditioning site along American Avenue. No, actually, I'm sorry. This is the site where the PG&E receipt point facility will be located, corner of the Madera Avenue and Manning Avenue. And this is just a floor plan which shows the PG&E improvements on the property. Pursuant to the zoning ordinance, 5 findings must be made to approve this conditional use permit. Finding number 1, the shape and size of the parcel is adequate to accommodate the proposal. Finding number 2, streets and highways are adequate for this use. Per the discussion on page 4 through 9 of the staff report, the staff was able to make finding number 1 and 2. Finding number 3, project will have no adverse effects on the surrounding properties. The initial study prepared for the project identified potential impacts related to the aesthetics and cultural resources. To minimize these impacts, mitigation measures were recommended in the initial study and have been accepted by the applicant. With mitigation measures, conditions of approval, and project notes, as discussed on page 9 through 11 of the staff report, the staff was able to make finding number 3. Finding number 4, the project is consistent with general plan. The project is consistent with the general plan policies as discussed on pages 11 through 13 of the staff report. The staff was able to make finding number 4. Finding number 5, the project conditions are deemed necessary for public health, safety, and general welfare. For the discussion on page 13 of the staff report, staff was able to make finding number 5. In reviewing this subject application, staff believes that the required findings can be made. Therefore, the staff recommends your commission adopt the mitigated negative declaration prepared for initial study number 8380, and approved unclassified conditional use permit number 3762 with the included mitigation measures and conditions of approval. This concludes staff presentation. I'll be happy to answer any question related to this agenda item.
Thank you. Ijaz, who's the owner of the landfill?
It's a private owner, and he is going to have,
Well, that's what I was wondering. Who's the owner of the landfill?
I
want to hear from someone at the microphone. So,
County of Fresno.
Yeah.
Okay. What threw me was if the County of Fresno is the owner, it talks about an additional 23 feet of road right of way to be offered. Is that coming from the county?
Yes.
It just
has
to be documented this way that there's an offer of for the road right-of-way? Okay. So the counter is the owner. The applicant is Toro of California, and they're going to be doing the work and the project, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions of staff?
Well, then they own the system, right?
Toro is going
Toro
to own
the
system.
Equipment.
Toro is going to own the system, yes.
Okay, and they're responsible for the pipeline and everything involved in getting whatever right-of-ways and everything involved there. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
What's PG&E got to do with it? Where are they in this mix? PG&E was mentioned here, and how's all that work together?
Would it be better to ask the applicant, or unless staff has an answer?
If I might, so PG&E is the ultimate recipient of the gas, and the project includes the point of connection where there is a parcel of land that the project puts in facilities, but they're not PG&E facilities. They're actually owned by the project, and then PG&E accepts those and they utilize them to connect to their system. But they're reviewed as part of our land use because it's not a facility that is under the CEC that PG&E would fall under. If it were purely a PG&E facility, we wouldn't have land use determination on that. We would have CEQA, but not land use issues.
Mr. Chairman?
Commissioner
Chota. It's owner applicant is oblique, but why can't they make owner County of Fresno so that we are very clear there? And the applicant, the Toro is the only applicant.
Well, I guess that's a choice on how they list it. The applicant, I mean, it's clear. Sometimes it would help clarify, and we can make sure that the applicant is doing it with the blessings of the owner.
It gives the impression that owner and applicant are the same person.
It can, yeah. But
I would rather have the staff do it owner County of Fresno and applicant Toro over California.
Yeah. Something to consider for next time if you can.
Yeah,
we'll take that into consideration for next time.
Any other questions of staff? Okay, would the applicant come forward?
Good morning, Commission members. Appreciate this opportunity to have the project reviewed for consideration of approval of the conditional use permit. I did want to clarify that last question you had on Matt Schmidt, and I am the lead project manager for Toro. I could qualify a little bit about that question. So this project is under a agreement with the County of Fresno, well, the landfill actually, to share revenues in the gas sales. And they authorized me as an agent to sign the conditional use application. So I guess through the agent authorization, the county did sign the application permit. if that helps.
For me, no, because I want the owner, the name of the owner over there. Your agent, still not the owner.
That'd be something for next time.
Yeah, okay.
I think I understand Commissioner Chata's concerns. So, did you wish to continue?
Well, I'm open to any questions. You know, this project's not unlike the dairy biogas projects I know that have come through. It's pretty straightforward. We're taking the landfill gas, we're processing it, treating it, so it can be inserted into the pipeline, the PG&E pipeline. And then it's sold to, you know, various parties on the pipeline.
So I was going to ask on the location, it's the PG&E receipt point facility, Manning and Madera Avenue. Is that
yes.
correct? So you get the gas there to there.
Yes.
And from there, PG&E takes it and puts it in their line to be used wherever they decide.
Yeah.
Is that line the one that's already established along McMullen Grade, a high pressure gas line, or are they putting
that's
in
right.
a new one?
Yeah.
So that's not natural gas. It's
It's natural gas.
It's considered natural gas.
Yes.
Okay.
The biogas has to meet the pipeline grade, which chemically is the same. It's biomethane or methane, 98% methane.
Commissioner Quist. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Commissioner Quist, then Commissioner Wolf.
You just mentioned McMullen Grade. Now, I thought this says it's going to go down Madera Avenue.
Go down Madera Avenue to get to PG&E's
right.
Facility.
But
the McMullen Grade pipeline is already established, and they don't have to do anything on that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let me ask counsel. I'd have no conflict owning property on McMullen Grade down a couple of miles, would I? The pipeline goes through our property, but we have no access to it. It doesn't change anything. Okay. Commissioner Wolf.
Do you already have a guaranteed contract with PG&E?
Yes, we do. We have signed an interconnection agreement for a biomethane producer. That's signed and executed. We're just waiting to move forward on detailed engineering of the interconnection facility. So the project under that agreement with PG&E is required to pay for and procure and install their system. But they will own it and operate it.
Okay. And my last question is, if for some reason PG&E decides that this type of energy is not viable anymore. For some reason, they say, no, we're just going to go with solar or something like that from now on. Who ends up with that big mass of metal on county land?
Well, I believe, you know, under the termination of that agreement, the project developers are required to remove it and, restore the land.
Did you say the county developers?
No, the project developer owner.
Is you.
Yes, would be required, and this is anyway, you know, once it's abandoned, we would be required to remove it.
Okay.
That's in the agreement with PG&E.
All right. I just want to make sure there's something in the language that says that, or
yes.
If you should sell the project, your portion of the project, and you sell it to a third party and another party. That's ongoing, so we can remove it.
Yeah,
about the final thing.
Yeah, in the PG&E agreement, we're required to remove the equipment if the agreement's terminated.
Commissioner Chatham?
There's another South Galgas pipeline, natural gas pipeline in that area comes from Floral to all the way to that side. Does it, that is the same McMullen?
I think it's separate line that doesn't intersect.
The line from the landfill?
No, there's one in the Carruthers area that goes north.
Yeah, Floral south on
Floral. North to Kerman is a line with less volume supply Kerman area. And that comes
I'm talking about South Cal pipeline, natural gas pipeline comes from Floral Avenue towards Elm Avenue and past that.
Oh, yeah, that's separate, yeah.
That's separate? Okay.
Yeah.
As far as the line going from the landfill gas conditioning system, your biomethane pipeline to the PG&E point of receipt facility, do you have all the right-of-ways, all the property acquisition that you need? Do you have to eminent domain things? What's the status on that?
Yeah, so that is covered under a franchise agreement with the county, which is currently being drafted and readied for approval by the county board of supervisors.
So you're going under on the county right-of-way?
Correct.
In that you're not going on private property to get where you're going?
Correct. It's all the public right-of-way, and it's allowable in the franchise agreement that we're going to be submitting for approval.
Okay. Any other questions? Commissioner Wolf?
Does Toro have additional plants, other places, other landfills?
We are pursuing other projects. Currently, there's nothing in operation. I'm also partner in an affiliate company, Colony Energy, that has an operation here in Fresno. It's organics recycling. We actually send a lot of material to the landfill. So we've been in the area operating for about 7 years. As far as any biogas projects, currently no, but we are pursuing some other opportunities.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is the estimate revenue to the county on this?
Good question. It's a 25-year agreement. The current projections, now this is a commodity market, right? So it's like predicting oil prices or gas price. But using kind of average prices, we predict upwards of $120 million going to the county over the life of the project.
What's that divided by 25?
An estimate.
Yeah, of course. So half that.
What's the project cost, roughly?
Project cost total... $70 million when you look at all costs, soft costs, hard costs. That's the current estimate. We hope it doesn't go higher than that.
Any other questions of the applicant? Thank you very much, Matt.
Well, thank you.
Are you located in Fresno, or can I get your address to?
We have a corporate office in Southern California. We have an operation here in the city of Fresno.
Any address is fine.
Yeah. Would you like a card?
No, just
say it.
Okay. Okay, address is 2151 Mickelson Drive, Suite 164. That's the city of Irvine,
okay,
California.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I have one more question.
Of the applicant?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Too late?
No.
$70 million that is financed by county, Toro?
Toro. It's all private finance.
Okay, so Toro is a working, it works. It's got stuff going on.
Yes, it's raising the capital. It will be constructing the project.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else to speak in support of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public portion of the hearing, bring to the commission for discussion and the motion. Motion drawn page 14.
I'll make a motion to approve as recommended by staff.
Okay. There's a motion by Commissioner Arabian and second by Commissioner Chata to approve as per staff's recommendation. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes 7-0. Item number 4.
We have nothing to report at this time.
How about, do you have anything on Tuesday's board meeting, the basketball court?
That item was continued. We'll see what happens. I won't speculate at this time.
Okay, thank you. Then Commissioner Chata, I heard you say something. What was it?
I move to adjourn.
Well, then we can go home. Thank you.
You all have a wonderful day.
You too, sir.
Did everybody here know that that was going to be continued?
It, the